So Sean, of course, has my music on to greet me. That's very nice. It's Mark Esler back with you again, filling in for Dennis Prager. And you probably know, after 12 years of filling in for Dennis, you can still reach me at markeisler@aol.com or on Twitter or Facebook at Mark Esler Show. And my name is spelled, it's hard to believe, after all these years, sometimes I don't know how to spell it right, markeisler@aol.com. Although I hardly post anything on left-wing Twitter anymore. I mean, it's a rare time. It's so ridiculous. I'm always glad to be on for Dennis, but maybe more so now, so I can reassure all of you that President Trump will be reelected. I don't have many doubts in my mind. Maybe not by the popular vote, but certainly by the electoral vote. Did you see he may even win Minnesota? It's really close in Minnesota. And I think there were some mayors who came out for him, five mayors the other day. Dennis, I know, doesn't like to make predictions, but I have no such reservations about being wrong. But I won't be. Even though I posted something on similar on Facebook, Democrats took me to task. Wow, they will let Mark, you delusional, you're crazy. But I like that. Good for them. I want them to be in denial. Maybe they won't show up in huge numbers, right? A lot of that. And by the way, that probably reflects a lot of young people, especially as Biden, we'll get into that later, as Biden theoretically moves away from his progressive handlers, I should say. Last presidential election day, by the way, I predicted on the morning of the election on Facebook that I had a good feeling about Donald Trump winning that day. But this time it's more than a feeling. I think that's a song, isn't it? More than a feeling? Everything's a song. But I believe he's done a great job as president. His accomplishments are too long to list just now. And by the way, if I ever feel, I don't know what's the word, not dangerous, but in a mood to bother some of the people on Facebook on the other side, I'll say something about one of their awful commentaries about President Trump. But I know, they know who I am, and so they're going to come back. I mean, I'm not going to go over all his accomplishments. You know, what did he do? He hasn't done it. You're right. So you allow me. We've been through this for a number of years. He's been terrific in terms of what he's accomplished. With all of his shortcomings, and despite all of his detractors, including so-called Republicans like John Kasich and Mitt Romney, as you've probably heard me say on the air, I have particular disdain for Romney. I was a delegate for it, and I think many of you may know that, and I deeply regret having been a delegate for him. Although I remember his wife waved at me. When his wife waved at me, she was a nice lady, I thought. I was at the convention, as I said, as a delegate. I said, oh, wow, his wife waved at me anyway. But can you imagine his deep principles when he marches with the Marxist organization Black Lives Matter? He did that. Oh, I forgot. He doesn't have deep principles. That's true. Mitt Romney doesn't have deep principles. Not unlike Kasich, but he never fooled me. When I did my television show many years ago, my producer told me about John Kasich. She said he had a lot of demeaning words for women. That's got to be 20 years ago. So there was no fooling me. As for the Bushes, right, compassionate conservatism. That was the first sign something was up. You know, only he was compassionate. The rest of us conservatives are not normally compassionate. Got it. Or Bush the first, right, reneging on his Read My Lips. Never understanding that you don't rig on your principles. You don't have much else, right? They were never true conservatives. There's no surprise there. But like former members of the swamp who detest the president and are willing to abandon their principles because of their hatred for the man, there's no surprise there. But for them, it is. Never mind America. Never mind the free world. Never mind conservatism. And never mind what leftism brings to the table. Their hatred has no limits, and their forgiveness has no home. I came up with that line. Can we put on the Prager wave? Oh, no, Dennis is not here. Alan's not here. I don't have that luxury. But it will give me great joy when Donald J. Trump wins re-election. I put the J in there to make it more official, right? You don't hear the J that much. Because the American people are getting it. They're judging the president by what he has done and by what he has promised to do. And how, unlike those phonies, some of whom I mentioned, he has kept his word. Under the most trying of circumstances, right? We don't have to go through that. The resistance started before he was president, and the swamp has tried to defeat him at every turn. He loves America. That should seem obvious to most people out there. But the people can see it. The people who in the middle America, and they not only see it, they feel it. And with the rioting and violence, it has become obvious to the American people that their safety is on the ballot this November. That's what's also on the ballot. They're starting to realize, some of the Democrats, that Black Lives Matter is not really about black lives. Actually, I wouldn't say the Democrats are realizing this. Maybe some independents, certainly. The Republican base, that's what we're hoping for. That Black Lives Matter is not really about black lives. Or they would have cared about black lives being lost in Chicago in unbelievable numbers. And in other major cities, all run by Democrats or leftists, which has become the same thing. I've said that for years. Democrats, leftists, it's becoming more and more the same thing. Let's see, Sean, this might be another one that we put on my website, not Dennis's. But they really don't care about those lives or any other lives, but leftist lives and lies. See, leftist lies and lies, that kind of goes together. They want to destroy America as it is. But we'll do more of that probably in the second hour. For this hour, I want to focus on President Trump and his winning in November. I don't trust most of the polls, except maybe Rasmussen, who almost had it right last time. I think they had him down by two. I have the numbers. We'll do that maybe the third hour. And they're going to be pretty close this time. And they show the race really close. And I think it's just the beginning of a trend towards President Trump. I think if you look at his numbers compared to Hillary at this time, Hillary was beating him by much wider margin. Tellingly, by the way, listen to this one. Rasmussen and other polls show President Trump getting a much larger share of the black vote than before. I think that's going to be key. And rising by not as much of the Hispanic vote. By the way, do Hispanic lives matter? Do Asian lives matter? This one I know. Forget about white lives. We know they don't matter. But if President Trump, this is the number I would look at, gets 15, 16% of the black vote, never mind 20% of the black vote or more, which some polls are showing, it's over. It's over. There's nothing to discuss. And because that's the biggest base that the Democrats count on, especially in some of those swing states like North Carolina. And the Democrats know this. And they see their internal polls, which that's why Joe Biden is leaving his basement. I don't know, Sean, is that a nice basement? You know, like a basement apartment in California, that'd go for $2,000 a month, right? Easily. I don't even mean if it's big. I'm just saying a basement, anything, right? San Francisco, $3,000, although maybe not anymore. San Francisco prices are going down. I have never been a fan of riding out the clock and just playing defense, if you know that from football. And the Democrats thought they could ride out the clock to victory. And blame President Trump for everything, from COVID to the riots, and then hold on tight. But it hasn't worked. And I think it is too late for them. I also posted that when they picked Kamala Harris, is it Kamala or Kamala? If you don't like her, it's Kamala. I think she did that to make it fancy. Kamala, right? Kamala, I know, but that's just her trying to show how terrific she is. But I think normally you would pronounce it Kamala, and I think Tucker Carlson did that and got in trouble for that. Okay, I'm doing it. Okay, Kamala. Okay, is that better? Like a comma in the sentence? My students don't even know commas. Comma in a sentence. Kamala. Okay, I'll try it. Now it's going to throw me off. Semicolon, something like that. I thought it was over when they picked Kamala. Now I can't say it. Besides me, I asked listeners on a previous Prager show, who was their most disliked Democrat, you know, in the primaries? And Miss Harris, there we go, often won that title. She's not a likable person. And even her mentor in many ways, see, I just said that nicely, Willie Brown, mentor in many ways, former assembly, Sean, why are you smiling? Why are you laughing? I just said her mentor in many ways. Former assembly speaker of California told the Democrats not to select her. He knew something, huh? I think some 30-odd percent of blacks said the selection of Miss Harris would make them less likely to vote for the ticket. And I think that choice will go down as one of the worst vice presidential selections in history. And there are other polls that show many Americans not wanting to tell pollsters their real choice. And who do you think these voters are? They don't have to be worried if they're Biden voters. Here in California, you dare not put up a Trump sign on your house. Forget that. A Trump bumper sticker on your car. You've finished your car. Or even American flag. I think that's gotten bad these days. A red hat. You can't wear a red hat. That's, you know what? I don't know if I have a red hat, but I wouldn't wear it now. it'd be dangerous. Let me know what you think. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
As we roll down this unfamiliar road.
This show is now available on live video streaming on Town Hall TV, as well as our website. If you want to watch the show, not just listen, go to townhall.com and click on the Town Hall TV button.
Mark Eisler sitting in for Dennis Prager. That's kind of a folky music, like folks, right? A new bumper. I like that. Yeah, that's... my style. Sounds good. And you can reach me, 1-8-PRAGER-776. And let's get, having trouble with my mouse. And I got it. Susan in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You're on with Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Susan?
Very good, thank you.
Good. What did you want to talk about?
So I have a Trump 2020 hat that I purchased. Actually, it was on a stand here near the Scranton area. Somebody had a Trump stand out, and I stopped and bought a couple hats, one for my husband and I.
How much are they?
It was $25.
Okay. I just want to know.
I actually had a pink one, but I went to Florida to see my daughter, and she confiscated it off me, so I had to buy a new one.
Oh, that's a good sign.
I wear that hat around the Scranton area where actually Joe Biden grew up. And I wear it proudly, and I'm not afraid to wear it. And actually, it makes me feel very powerful to wear it because I'm interested to see what people will say to me. And I've absolutely gotten more positive comments with that hat on than I have negative.
Yeah, but that's because you don't live in California.
Well, I do live in the Scranton area, and Joe Biden is extremely popular here in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, he is he comes here all the time. He has a family home here, so... Or he grew up here.
So what are the negative? You said mostly positive, but what the negative comments? What do they say?
People will give me a thumbs down, or say to me, vote Biden, or But nobody ever try to get physical or anything with me, or knock my hat off, or anything like that. But I mean, mostly people will come up and whisper to me. They'll say to me go Trump or
Notice you said they'll whisper to you, right? They don't want to say to
yeah, yeah, it's kind of on the lowdown, but I mean people are very I've gotten more positive reaction to the hat than I ever have negative.
Now you may not know this, but I teach part time, and if they knew that I was a Trump supporter, that'd be the end of my job. Can you believe that? That's Los Angeles.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. I know. I'm 61. It's been a long time since I've been in college, but I understand it's just a very, unfortunately, it's a very negative educational environment out there. So
yeah, I'm gonna.
What are you gonna do? Fight the good fight.
So Sean wants to know: would you call Scranton Biden country or Trump country now?
Well, I travel in 12 counties in Pennsylvania with my job. I'm a marketer. Mm-hmm. And so I'm out in a lot of the upper counties of Pennsylvania, Tioga, Bradford, Wyoming, Susquehanna. They are definitely pro-Trump. I see a ton of signs out for Trump up in those counties, but they're also where all the gas drillings are and the farmers. And so it just really depends on what county you're driving through in Pennsylvania. I feel like certain ones are extremely pro-Trump, and around Scranton area here, I do see a lot of Biden signs, but I say it's about 50-50.
Pennsylvania, you'll appreciate the story I was going to tell later in our second hour, I think. So I'm teaching the night of the election, and my brother is texting me some of the results. And when he texted me, that we won, meaning Trump won Pennsylvania, tears came down my eyes because it had always been fool's gold, Pennsylvania. We're always going to win it, and we never did.
Yeah.
You want to hear the end of the story? You'll love it to prove what it's like in Los Angeles. So I get called into the assistant principal's office at the end of the night, and she says, Mark, we had a number of students complaining about you that you're on your text a lot too much, but don't worry about it. Because we're all so upset by what happened, it's very understandable. Because they assume everybody's the same. They had no idea that I was one of the few that was thrilled with what was going on. So she just assumed it. But that's the left. That's California. So it's good to hear your story. Yeah. You've helped me. If anybody else wants to call and tell their reactions, it can't be California because you can't put a sign up. I see the Biden signs. But we can't
I wouldn't put one on my car because I know people do crazy things like key your car and slash your tires. I mean, because, you know, that could be done underhandedly. But I will wear that Trump hat proudly around here, and no one's going to make me take it off. So, I mean, I will stand up for myself. I'm very, you know, passionate about it. And come and get me if I wear my Trump hat. I'll take you on.
Well, Sue, you're one of my people. Do you wear a mask? Sean wants to know. Sean runs the show. I just do what he tells me to. Do you wear a mask?
I wear a mask?
Yeah.
Well, I am a nurse. So I mean, you know, I'm out in people's homes and I'm seeing clients. So I have to, out of respect for my profession, yes, I do wear a mask. Because I would not want to ever do anything to hurt, you know, my clients.
Thanks for being our first caller. You started very well. Thank you very much. And let's go now to Bob in Diamond City, Arizona. Bob, you're on with Mark.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I think I heard your radio in the background. So, Arizona, but is that Arkansas?
Yeah, it's Arkansas.
I apologize. I said
that. It's closer to Branson, Missouri than anything.
Oh.
So people know where Branson is. I'm 20 minutes outside of it. I'm right on the state line.
Yeah, I remember. Didn't they have a big concert there every year or something, right, Branson?
Yeah, Branson. Well, Branson's got like the Dolly Parton.
Yeah, those
type. Used to be Dixie Stampede. Now it's a band. They made her take the Dixie out of it.
Okay, go on with what you said. We don't have that much time. Go ahead.
Okay. So I just wanted to say I think the Democrats have really been telling it. If we listen, they tell us who they are. I mean, you know, now we got the Pelosi thing, you know, going in and getting her hair done.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening to the DNC. I heard Obama say that Biden's always respectful, but yet he calls his voters, you know, his audience, horse-faced pony soldiers, dog-faced pony soldiers. He went and toured an auto plant, got in an argument with the guy trying to ask him just a simple question, actually offered to take him outside. And then...
Well, he didn't know where the outside was, but yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then during the DNC, Hillary talks about diversity, but they systematically eliminated all their female candidates, the openly gay candidate.
We got it. We got to go. Yeah, that's who they really are, even though they try to hide it. 1-8-PRAGER 776 Mark Eisler for Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Mark Eisler sitting in for Dennis Prager, and I don't want to say her name again because Sean has ruined it for me. He said Kamala like communist or communist. No. Now I can't say the name. You made a big deal about it. Taking your calls at 1-8-PRAGER-776. It looks like I started something. Linda in San Diego, California. Go. You're on with Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
How are you?
Real well.
You were talking about stickers on cars.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know that I proudly have a Trump magnet on the back of my car. And I also have a flag on the back of my car sticker that used to have green stripe, red stripe, blue stripe. And the red and the green has faded, so now I have a blue Lives Matter flag on my car. And I've not had any hassles from that. And everybody I know knows exactly where I stand.
Well, yeah, but that's not the problem. You have it on your car. And like the other lady said, someone can, and you live in California, San Diego, but still, they could just key your car. You're not worried about that?
Well, I thought when I first put it on, I thought, because I don't have social media, and my idea was I'm going to go sit in a parking lot when I go to the grocery store, and I'm going to go sit somewhere else. and wait for somebody to key my car so I could go up and tape them and tell them that I'm going to post a video all over every social media platform there is to show people that it's not the people on the right that are doing all this stuff, it's the people on the left that are creating the havoc. And I've also been canceled by my child's friends because I took Krispy Kreme donuts to the Oceanside Police Department on the anniversary of Krispy Kreme's birthday. And apparently his friend said that I do not understand the movement. And I said to him, I fully understand the movement.
You mean
that his friends need to get it together.
Well, you know, you hit the stereotype, donuts to cops, you know, you're not, you know, that's always been said.
I'm totally pro-cop, pro-military,
pro-fire
department.
Yeah.
And my son, I think, is on the same side, but he has a lot of friends that aren't. And he's a high school kid, and it's hard for him because he knows what the truth is, but he doesn't want to lose his friends.
Didn't you say, though, he lost one friend or something?
No, his friends canceled me.
Oh, canceled you.
And I told him, I said, I don't care if I'm canceled. I really could care less. You know, people can think of me what they want.
I was way ahead of the game. I was canceled by one of my kids' parents many years ago because I had the nerve to mention illegal immigration. And her husband was from Mexico, and I teach 100% Mexicans. I mean, Hispanics, they may be from El Salvador, wherever.
Right.
And they love me. They adore me. But you can't, you know,
exactly.
Now you got to be so careful what you say, right? Everything is going to be come back against you.
Exactly.
Good for you, Linda.
Well, I think Trump's going to win. I think he's going to win by a landslide.
I don't know about popular vote.
I think the debates are going to be a joke. Because Joe's not going to have his teleprompter or anything like that.
Since you brought it up, let me make this point and you can react to it, okay? I think the president has made a mistake by announcing what he thinks about Biden in terms of his acuity and so on, his mental abilities, because Biden doesn't have to do much. He could have a good night at the debate. Not likely, but he could. Forget good. Just passable. Not do anything, say anything outrageous. And I think the media, of course, will make it. He's terrific. What have you been saying? I think the best way in life is not to talk about something like that. Let the people see it. Let them figure it out. Do you agree with me? I think the president's making a mistake on that one.
I do agree with you on that. And I wish that he would keep, sometimes I wish he would keep his tweets and comments more civil.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand the flip side where he's been attacked. I don't know any person. I don't know any person that I know personally that could take being attacked like that and still be a nice.
You and I agree because the other side of that is if he didn't tweet, he'd have no outlet, right? And the way they've attacked him, you're right. I could have never taken it and just go on being president and not let it just wipe me out. You hope I would be okay, but I don't know. They don't stop.
Exactly. Well, people should look at his accomplishments. That's why I tell my family, who's Democrat, my Democratic children, you look at his accomplishments and see what he's actually done. I don't look at the personality. I don't look at the person themselves. I look at the job that they're doing.
Did you say you have a Democrat family, including your husband?
Oh, no, not my husband.
Good. I was glad for that.
Some of my children are on the left, yeah.
Got it.
Definitely
well,
on the left.
Makes sense. Here's what I'm going to leave you with. The next time I fill in for Dennis, I don't want you calling me up and saying, Mark, you're right, my car got keyed.
I won't. I'm not worried about my car.
Okay, good. That's good. You're
all right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, tell me what you think about that, too. I think that's another question. Do you think Biden will be in the debates? Remember, Pelosi says he shouldn't even go, makes up some excuse. She must have made that excuse up while she was at the beauty parlor, right? Let me know what you think. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Mark Eisler for Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Great Heather McDonald has the definitive answer in the new video from Prager University. See it at PragerU.com, where we teach what isn't taught.
Mark Eisler for Dennis Prager. Great calls. I'll hang on. I mean, even if you don't get on this hour, we're going to continue. I'm caller-driven. I'd love to give you a chance. And so let's go to Chuck in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing today? I'm so glad you let me on. I really wanted the country to know about a new form of or new angle of voter intimidation or against voters and businesses that's going on in Oregon right now. You want to hear it?
I do.
So my wife got a call about an hour ago. I'm sorry, a text about an hour ago. And in the text said, "Do you support women for Joe Biden for president?" My wife, thinking it was just an automatic thing, texted back saying, "No, please don't use this number again." She immediately got a text that started indicating that this is from a person. And the text went as follows: "Wonderful. I am sure your clientele, who are mostly leftists, will appreciate knowing you support Trump for president." Now, my wife has a business, and this is a business phone number that they texted. And so, obviously, they were not happy. She wasn't going to support the leftists. At that time, she texted back saying, "I didn't say that. Please don't text me again." And they sent another text back saying, "We don't care what you say. Black Lives Matter."
Wow.
So obviously an attempt by the left side now trying to use these kind of intimidation tactics to get monetary value out of businesses or support from business owners in the Portland, Oregon metro area.
I have a different question for you. That's sad enough, depressing enough. How do you survive in Portland?
You don't. I live on the outskirts of Portland, and I would say probably more of us conservative folks live on the outskirts of Portland in the different areas. But we're not going to Portland, and the way we feel about it, people with conservative traditional values, they love this country, and we would go into that city in a minute to try and stop what's going on with business owners and people that are trying to have a life. But the deal is, the Portlanders themselves have voted in that left-wing mayor and voted in a left-wing bureaucracy that is not going to take care of them and not support them in their daily lives. They need to wake up and understand that if they vote in socialists, this is what they get for protection against constitutional values and everything else.
Well said, and thanks for hanging in there. I don't even know if I'd live in the outskirts of Portland. Doesn't sound very good to me. Let's go to Richard in Orlando, Florida. Richard, you're on with Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Real well.
All right. I appreciate you taking my call. Take care, man. First time call. I've been trying to reach the Prager Show for years. Real quick.
Well, welcome.
I live in Orlando. It's nice talking to you guys. And I have, since day one, I've been a Trump supporter. When he first announced that he was going to run. So I have Trump bumper sticker, Trump hat, Trump lanyard, Trump keychain. I have a bunch of Trump things. I wear it all the time. Only twice in Orlando in 3.5 years now, I've been confronted negatively, like real negatively. Once was like 2 weeks ago. And I recently had my bumper sticker ripped off like last week, as well as my Navy bumper sticker. But overall, people, go Trump, or they talk under the breath, but nothing really where I'm threatened, except the one time from a couple weeks ago. Good experience. The more important thing is what you mentioned earlier. You think Trump's going to win this easily? I don't think so. Especially if they can get away with these mail-in votes. That's their way out. They're going to try to steal an election. They're the dirtiest forms of life walking the planet. They're dirtier than maggots. They will do everything they can to steal this election. And it's going to be close. It's going to be super close. And if they can pull away these mail-in voters, they may steal this one.
Well, if it's super close, we're in trouble. That's where I agree with you. We've got to win this big, because so their cheating and their fraud won't take place. By the way, you know why no one starts with you? Really?
Say that again?
You know why most people don't mess with you?
Why is that?
Because you're from New York.
Yeah, I figured that. And my buddy's telling me that, too. I put out an energy, they say. My one scenario, if I have 20 seconds, I'll explain what happened. I was in Orlando. I was doing Uber Eats because I got laid off with this crappy COVID crap. So anyway, I go into this hood, and I drop the food off, and this rather big individual comes out, and he sees my hat. And he's like, oh, hell no. Oh, sorry, I don't know if I should say that. Blank Trump, right? And I said, why? He says, oh, he's racist. I said, you know what, man? I was thinking about burning this hat, you know, I play along with him, because I heard that, but I got to listen to it. He said that you're not black if you don't vote for me. And he goes, yeah, he's racist. I said, oh, my bad, that was Joe Biden. So he started getting more mad.
Of course.
He started yelling. He's like, no, that's Trump. So you can teach these people, you can give them facts, but they don't want to listen, and they're brainwashed.
Yep,
that's the thing. You can show them facts, you can show them all Trump's accomplishments, and they'll still adamantly deny it.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much. Those people you can't argue with. The base, it's hopeless. We live on different planets. Look at Biden getting up there saying Trump has lied about this and lied about that, and he's stimulating the riots. He made the riots happen, and he's responsible for COVID. They say whatever they want. They lie all the time. They got it from their leader there, Obama. Just say whatever you feel like, and it doesn't have to be true. And the Kool-Aid drinkers will always drink it. We lose with them. The hope is the other people, the people who are not part of the base, that they'll see these riots, see what Trump has done all these years, and say, you know what, I can get past some of the things I don't like about him. But he's kept his word. The man has some courage. I trust him to take care of this problem, and I don't trust Biden. That's the difference. 1-8-PRAGER, 776, Mark Eisler for Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Then everybody'd be served like California.
This show is now available on live video streaming on Town Hall TV, as well as our website. If you want to watch the show, not just listen, go to townhall.com and click on the Town Hall TV button.
Mark Eisler for Dennis Prager. So you're playing the Beach Boys, California, because you're so excited that we have a lot of callers who are not being keyed, and they say they're wearing Trump hats and they live in California. I can't believe it. Let me see if I can grab another one. They're talking about other stuff. By the way, stay on after the break. We'll get you back on. Here's a Trump hat. In California, Redondo Beach, where I used to teach. Hi, Travis. You're on with Mark.
Mark, good to meet you.
Yeah, good to meet you, too.
Okay, California born and raised.
Right.
And I know we need to take it back. Yeah, I wear the Trump hat pretty much a lot of times. I have a face mask that says Republican on it.
Wow.
And, yeah, I get a lot of crap. I'm here. I'm in Santa Monica, pretty much all over the Bay Area.
And you wear it and you haven't had problems?
Oh, I've had a couple of people. I had one guy offer to knock it off my head, and I told him, go ahead, I'll eat you, you know.
I like that style. Yeah, if you're going to wear the hat, you got to be ready for what you're going to come back with.
I get a lot more positive. I get a lot more closet Republicans than you would think.
I would think so. Did you hear me say I taught in Redondo Beach? No. I mean, I don't know. The beach areas are not what I thought it was, but you have
to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
my wife, I won't tell you what she does or where she works, but it is a high school in the L.A. area.
Oh, great. We're living in the Soviet Union, you know, the old Soviet Union. We're all afraid to say where we teach and where, you know, what levels and what's the name of the high school.
I told my wife, I said, what you need to do, because pretty much everybody at her school knows who I am and what I do. And, you know, who I vote for. I don't quite hide it. Last time, they had Bernie at her high school at one point, and I put Trump signs there. But we won't go there.
Oh, I admire your courage. No, that's good. But
my point is real simple. I told her that if we do lose this one, and I don't think we will, but if we do, she needs to disown me, deny me, whatever she's got to do in order to cover herself.
Yeah, well, no, Sean, I'm not going to say that. They'll have to wonder what you said to me. Certain things I just can't say, Sean. I admire you. That's pretty good, Travis. And I don't have to tell you to hang in there. It's your wife that doesn't want to say anything. By the way, I do the same thing. They don't know who I am. I could tell you so many.
You guys can. If you want to keep your job,
you've got
to keep your mouth shut.
Exactly.
You know, and it doesn't matter. This is supposed to be America, but some people seem to have forgotten that.
Ugh, it's unbelievable. This is America in 2020. We have to be careful what we say. Can you believe that? The land of the free and the home of the brave. We have to keep our opinions to ourselves. Yeah, cancel culture it is. Thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. Mark Eisler filling in for Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor pain-free studio.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Alan's story.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Everyone knows you want something drug-free. You want something that will help your own body deal with the inflammation that can often cause pain in your neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot. Actually, even general aches and pains from just getting older, exercise, everyday living, all can be a real problem, even keeping you from sleeping through the night. So here's what I suggest you do. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, have created what they call a three-week quick start. It's a trial pack, and they've discounted it to just $19.95. That's about a dollar a day, and after that, about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. That's a three-week quick start for just $19.95, and you should know this. About 70% of the people who order the three-week quick start for just $19.95 go on to order more. So do what so many others have already done. Take Pete and Seth Talbot up on their offer and go to relieffactor.com and order the three-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.